It's been a while, hasn't it? Alright, so today we're going to be doing another Reddit reading story podcasting today. But I think I'm going to do r/amandtheasshole again because it's one of my favorite, all-time favorite podcasts. My all-time favorite Reddit subreddits. And this first post is from Proof Capital 5212. And it says, "Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for my brother's wedding after he uninvited my wife because she's infertile?" Oh boy, OP, I can tell that you're not the butthole. You're like that sounds really awful. So, a little background. My 32-year-old male younger brother, 28 male, is getting married in a few months. Our family has always been close, and I've always been financially successful. My brother and his fiance asked if I could, who is a year younger than he is, 27, asked if I could help pay for their wedding, and I agreed because I love them both and I want them to have a great day. My wife, who is a year younger than OP as well, 31 male, female, and I have been married for 5 years now. We've been trying for a baby for 3 years, but we recently found that my wife is infertile. Aww. It's been a very emotional and difficult time for us, but we are considering adoption or other options. Ooh. Here's where the issue comes in. My brother's fiance is very family-oriented and has always dreamed of having a big family. When she found out my wife's infertility, she was initially sympathetic. Oh, yes, she was. However, she later said my wife's infertility was bad. Oh my god. What's bad luck? On her, my wife attended their wedding. Well, that's ableist. Well, OP, I gotta say, your sister-in-law is fucking ableist. I gotta say. Hey, as a result, she uninvited my wife from a wedding. When I found out, I was furious. Good on you, OP, you should be. What's the point of being married if you're not gonna have your wife's back? You seem to be the only saint in the family, honestly, OP. I told my brother that if my wife isn't welcome, then I wouldn't be attending either. Furthermore, I said I'd be withdrawing my financial support for the wedding. He called me an asshole, saying that I'm ruining his big day and being selfish. He also said that just one day my wife will get over it. Yeah, so? I'm really torn up about this because I love my brother, but I feel like I need to stand for my wife. That's true, OP. Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for my brother's wedding after he uninvited my wife because she's infertile? Alright, OP, so before I even read the story, my mind was already made up on you not being an asshole, but after reading this, my decision still stands. Your brother, Your brother and his wife are a bunch of ableist jackasses. Says, honestly, and OP, if no one's gonna stand up for your wife, then you might as well stand up for her. So, and technically speaking, OP, even if he didn't insult your wife, it is, you can have the right to not pay for someone's wedding if you don't want to. You don't want to do that, but your brother and his fiance are gonna have to deal with that. And you guys are gonna have to suck it up. So, yeah, not the asshole. All right, person of paper says not the asshole. Tell him that your wife is worried that his financial troubles are bad luck. Look, and that they might rub off on you if you help pay for the wedding. His wife will get over it. This is the way. He has spoken. This is the way. Boop, here it is. Bro's fiance is afraid the wife's infertility will be bad luck if she left the wedding, but somehow the money she's very much connected to won't be a problem. Blur needs to take off the rose-tinted glasses and see his fiance for a judgmental asshole that she is. It's because what she's doing isn't someone who values family, in my opinion. OP is not the butthole. 10,000% is not the asshole. 10,000%. And she used that money to take a trip with his wife and prepare for when they adopt. Either way, brother's fiance has some nerve and audacity of a thing. Uninviting OP's wife was okay, and then still expecting them to bankroll the wedding as if they weren't tacky assholes for doing so. The fact that he doesn't see how awful she is and spacking her up on uninviting his own sister on something she can't control says he's a lot about both of them, and none of it is good. I don't know. The fiance is stupidity rubbed up on the brother. She may have a point. No, seriously, OP is not the asshole. Yeah, the fiance is an absolute great A moron. You trees might rub off of me. Holy shit, I can't believe people like this are allowed to drive and produce children. Love this response. I wish I had wrote a gift, but this is the correct response. This is a response. It's just one day after all. How much will it cost? $10? You are torn up about this? Are you out of your mind? You'd be the asshole if you did pay. Sounds like Opie's a really decent person whose brother is attempting to manipulate the relationship for his own ends. It's easy for us to look at this objectively, but good people get the short end of the stick from assholes all the time, unfortunately. Well said. Seriously, not even a question. Not the asshole. And then Caspian in. Not the asshole. And your future sister-in-law is not only cruel and vindictive, but dumb as a bag of rocks. Tell your brother that his horse soon-to-be wife can get over it, since she's the only one with a problem as an imaginary one at that. As if, though, infertility would infect us like a cold. If I was, I'd constantly close up to infertile people. Yes, I'm sure OP's fiance shakes her head. It sounds like two maracas. Let's hope her stupidity isn't contagious. Not the asshole. OP, tell your brother to pound sand. I worried your fiance's stupidity might rub off on us. In fact, I already lost a bunch of brain cells listening to her reasoning. Back of rocks, well spoken. And the person who said that I worry fiance's stupidity is hyperfocus pocus, which I upvoted. Then. So, and this last comment, and before I move on to another story, Subsailor 1968. Not the asshole. Your brother and future sister-in-law may need to check their calendars. It's 2023, not 12,023. That's bad luck, and the idea that I might rub off is some of the most ridiculous bullshit I've ever heard. Definitely don't pay for their wedding. After that garbage, I wouldn't go, and I'm not sure I've even spoken to them for a long time, right? Who the fuck? What the fuck kind of voodoo shit is that? Also, just one day, my ass. Oh, she's not fine too. Insert family holiday family gathering because I might catch infertility. Cut them loose now. It's been a while since I've heard stupid shit like this loud. So this next post is from Odd Nose 4462, and it says, am I the asshole for telling my brother he's going to hold a grudge over our parents kicking him out 8 years ago? Oh my god. This will be good. My 20, which OP's a 20-year-old female, brother, their 26 male, got kicked out by our parents at 18 because he dropped out of high school and refused to work. Our parents gave him 3 days after his birthday to leave and told him not to contact them for money or to ask them to change their minds. He didn't contact us for 4 years, which is when he had my niece, and told our parents they'd never get to meet her. He kept his word, and to this day, our parents have never met the granddaughter. He had contacted me, though,
He'd pick me up to visit sometimes, but that's how I was 18 and still said I supported what my parents did. He's married now, and he does welding or something along those lines. So I think getting kicked out was the best thing that could have happened to him. To this day, he had never said a word to our parents and has told my niece that they're dead. He refuses to attend any family gathering if they're there and never brings his family. He makes posts online about how parents who kick their kids out at 18 are terrible facts and how he'll never do the same. I had enough of him disrespecting the people who took care of him, so I went over to visit and lost it at him. I said he deserved to get kicked out for being a lazy, freeloading brat, and his daughter wouldn't exist if he had been. I accused him of hating our parents for being right more than he loves his daughter. He told me to get out and not come back and said that I'm just like our parents. I don't think I was wrong, but my boyfriend said I'm rubbing salt in the room and making things worse for no reason. Wow, OP. You are heartless as fuck. I mean, it's his day and age needing to find a place to live at 18 is unreasonable. A lot of 25-year-old Sarah is still living at home because they didn't call me shit. You're not also for telling your brother how they feel about his parents kicking him when he was just a teen. 3 times is no time in that all to find a job or anything. He could have been guided in a way that would be more beneficial. Hell, I dropped out of my first semester of college, but my parents still let me live at home. I've been in and out of my job since, and their support have let me be a teen 20-year-old while also saving up for when I eventually move out. I help them financially when able and when they accept it. If they kicked me after eternity, I wouldn't be talking to them either. The problem is that the brother didn't want to work either. He dropped out of high school and then didn't want to do anything. My mom has a rule. If you want to stay in the house after high school, you either need to be at school or working. He could have just got a job and he didn't want to go to school. Good parents to try to get the root because of why their son is being like this. Kicking out should be the last resort where everything else, including therapy, has failed. Those people kicked their son 3 days after their 18th birthday. They just didn't care. Yeah, honestly, those days are just cruel. Opie just brought into what their parents told him their whole life. Opie thinks being kicked out was the best thing that happened to the brother. Seriously, what the fuck? You're the asshole, Opie, and so is your parents. Then, my hair is on fire too, sis. You're the asshole. First, you probably don't know the full story and everything that led up to him dropping out of high school. Your parents throwing him out, etc.
Listening to you explain it, it sounds like you believe that they were simply trying to force him to do something of his life. Not to be a lazy, free-loving brat rather than just trying to reason something with the problem child. It makes sense that you'd believe that completely positive spin on your parents' actions get that the version of events is likely the version you've heard over the years. However, you should be old enough to look at these things logically rather than just believing what you've been told. You either haven't done that, or did and decided to believe what you wanted despite it being illogical. Looking at the events as you see them, it is not illogical to believe that your parents' motives were all possible. Don't out of love to keep their son from being a freeloading brat.
There are several reasons that is an obvious distortion of reality at best and an outright lie at worst. Every adult knows that it's barely possible to afford even substandard housing, even with several people pooling resources together at 18 years old. Every adult also knows that it is next to impossible to give a 3 days notice. That's just one of the many reasons it's not even legal to evict someone without giving them a notice. Usually 30 days, but sometimes as little as 3 or 10 days if they're extenuating circumstances, if they're destroying your property or breaking the law on your property, etc. So the moment you turn 18, there are no longer legal to parent. They give them 3 days to get out. 3 days, the rock bottom minimum number of days that they would have to give a tenant that they weren't even related to, who was also breaking the law in no regards to property. Somehow to legally qualify for such a short eviction time frame. So in addition to that, they didn't tell him that they wished him the best and hope that he finds his way, etc. They told him not to contact them for money or to ask them to change their minds. So basically, they said don't let the door hit you on your way out. It's also important to remember that while your brother is an adult now, he was literally a day out of childhood when your parents did this to him. So while that seemed to you now that they're on equal footing, them, it only seems that way. You're old enough to understand that not everything your parents tell you is true. You're also old enough to understand that there are two sides to every story, and you're old enough to know that you didn't know everything, even if you occasionally think you do.
Your brother obviously feels like your parents gave up on him and abandoned him when he still needed them. It's also obvious that maturity has not changed his view of these. It's even more telling that his fatherhood has seemed to further validate his feelings regarding what took place. Logically, looking at your parents' actions as you describe them and how he still feels and reacts as you described, it seems like your parents' primary goal was to be rid of him literally as soon as they possibly could, rather than to agents of tough love, hoping to have a positive impact on him that may prevent from being a lazy, freeloading brat. There's nothing your parents' actions that logically points any altruistic motives. And considering that is based on your obvious bias, some Raven events to see even more damning. I do feel sorry for you. You have ruined your relationship with your brother, and you did so far for nothing. I do think it's best for him, though. I don't think it's healthy that to be young, given your feelings, action statements towards him, and his trauma. This is spot on. I believe that she is a golden. Therefore, she is projecting the fact that she is actual fact that the lazy, free-loving brat, but she could not survive a single day without mommy and daddy's help and money. This comment is spot on. OP's complete lack in curiosity and maturity is kind of enough staggering. People who drop out of school and refuse to work for no reason. Having fair work with troubled teens in a juvenile justice system, my mind immediately goes to my mind of any sadly common possibilities. Untreated mental health conditions, addiction, serious struggles from an undiagnosed learning disability, followed from SA by an adult, 1 in 5 children are victims, bullying, etc. Like, this is a little child. OP's parents had no interest in figuring out the root of this behavior. This drew their own child like garbage. Complete disregard for safety and well-being. This totally missing reasons post. Alright, so this next post is yet another rainbow baby post. So, this is from Interpret Offering. And this has 2010 upvotes. Oh, Toji, I wonder why. But, oh my gosh. Alright, okay. Am I the asshole? Will I be the asshole if I made my dog the flower girl and my cat the ring bearer at my wedding instead of my rainbow baby niece and nephew? OP, I can already tell that you're not the asshole here, OP. Even if they didn't have a rainbow baby, this was still your wedding. You can do whatever the fuck you wanted with your wedding, but I'm still gonna read it anyway. But OP, I can already tell who has your back here, and it's definitely me. For context, my brother and sister-in-law had a series of incredibly painful, both physically and emotionally, from what I've heard, miscarriages before they had my niece Ava and nephew Liam, 4-year-old twins, via IVF. As a result, my whole family, especially my sister-in-law, make a very big deal of the twins, call them rainbow babies, showering them with attention and affection, almost exclusion of the other grandkids. Oh my god. I've never really been involved with this, mostly due to the fact that I live across the country. Anyways, I'm getting married soon. Oh, that's nice, OP. I'm so excited. My fiancé and I have been diving into the wedding planning. A conversation that my fiancé and I had recently was a matter of the flower girl and ring barrier. A bright idea of having our dog Mika and our cat Tippy fill the roles. Understand. Mika and Tippy are like children to us. They helped me through my deepest depression. Oh, that's sweet. I honestly think I wouldn't be there anymore if I didn't have to stick around to take care of them. They kept my fiancé company while he was going through chemo. Oh, is your fiancé got cancer? Oh, jeez. And I had to work double the hours to put food on the table. What a good wife. We love them to bits and consider them family. My fiancé thought it was a great idea, so that's what we decided to do. Anyways, I casually brought it up at a family get-together, and my sister-in-law took me aside and asked me why we give Ava and Liam's roles to our animals. I was confused, and she explained that since Adam and Liam were her miracle rainbow babies. Ugh, I'm tired of hearing that same phrase. I've read about the rainbow babies on r/ before, and I already know where this shit is going. Obviously, they should be the flower girl and ring barrier. She said it'd be good for the family, for the twins to be in the wedding, and that it's against tradition to have animals in the wedding. She asked me to reconsider and showed me a picture of Ava in the flower girl dress to show me how cute it would be. I told her that I wouldn't make any decision without my fiance's input, and then I changed the subject. Oh my god, 263 upvotes. I wonder why. I'm upvoting this post. There you go. Therapy of 20,065 upvotes now. I talked to my fiancé about it, and he said he'd be fine with Ava and Liam taking the roles, but he preferred our animals. I agree that I would prefer our animals. However, I'm wondering if maybe having our animals in the wedding would offend the family and guns tradition. How, honestly, I'm pretty sure we'd not be doing anything wrong.
wrong, but my mind has been spinning lately, so I figured I'd get some second opinions. OP, I read the title of your post. I knew you were not going to be the asshole. Your post confirms you're not the asshole. Like, your brother and sister-in-law, don't get me wrong. It sucked. They kept having miscarriages. They kept, honestly, no one gives a shit that Ava and Liam are your rainbow babies. No one gives a fuck. And technically, it's Opie and her fiance's wedding. If she wants to make her dog the flower girl and the cat the rainmaker, she can. So, yeah, Opie, not the asshole. Seven Angel, Angie, Angle 434 says, I might be the butthole for seeing the asshole for saying this, but those kids are their miracle babies, not yours. Your fur babies are your babies, so not the asshole. I agree. It sounds like sister-in-law wants to make Opie stay by her miracle babies, right? She had their hair time. This is OP's wedding, not an event to make people marvel at her kids, and that's exactly what my sister-in-law would do. I mean, she already had a photo of her daughter in a flower girl dress. Was she already a flower girl in another wedding, or has the family taken her flower girl dress shopping? Clearly, sister-in-law wants her kids, and essentially sister-in-law to be the center of attention throughout the whole wedding, planning an event. Either keep your pets or pick one of the other grandchildren. Why should the rainbow ones be any more special? Yes, I bet one of the other kids would love to be in the wedding, and the parents would love the sweet, sweet revenge of seeing God's chosen children left on the sidelines. When the hell did this rainbow baby bullshit start? It wasn't meant to make the baby extra special. It's just a term for people to use when they finally had a kid that made it through the pregnancy. Some people are just prone to miscarriages. People obviously took it too far. As usual, people will take a nice thing or a term and make it their whole obnoxious personality. Actually, it takes a step further. It makes both rain and sunshine make a baby. The phrase was first being used for a bittersweet pregnancy that overlapped with a miscarriage. And then Critical Joke 507 said, not the asshole, question your pet following the plan. It's your day to do as you wish. Make it a day to remember. Don't let people second guess you. Someone could use the cat that I own, the cat stroller. Ring bearer cat. This handsomest and proudest ring bearer I've ever seen. More reason for OP to do this. Ain't nothing gonna happen to these motherfucking rings. Oh my god, that is amazing. I really thought of this when I first saw the title. The cat is ready. He looks like he's taking his job very, very seriously. That's so adorable. That's what I was thinking. Cat ring barrier. I love the idea. That way, sister-in-law can't say that her kids can pull the stroller. You can just use the remote control from the back. Brilliant. Wow, that's amazing. Makes me want to buy a cat and find a potential husband. Thank you for that. Adorable. With the non-rebel baby grandkids to push the cat down. Just stick it to sister-in-law that her kids aren't extra special. Not the asshole of me. This is so one. Give the human part of the plan over to one of the neglected grandkids. I think you're right here. Sister-in-law, you are correct. It really isn't traditional to have my pets do. Other siblings' kids can do it. They will look so cute. Yeah, that should work. This is the level of pity I'm here for. But this one wins for sure. Also, not the asshole. So, and then the last comment for right now is from... Hold on, I'm trying to look for another cat. It is from OKLK. It says, not the asshole. Your sister-in-law is trying to make her children be the center of attention on your wedding day. Okay. You and your fiancé get to choose who is part of the wedding party, and you both would prefer your pets due to all the happiness and positivity they have brought into both of your worlds. That is just perfectly acceptable. Bear in mind that your sister-in-law will kick up a fuss and will likely drag your family into it. Hold firm. The wedding's about you, not her miracle babies. Things are going to get rocky, but it's better sister-in-law learns her kids are the main characters in everyone's life because they got to go to school. Well, and then they and her are rudely waiting. She's doing them no favors in the long run. That is very true. This isn't going to be OP's wedding day. This is going to be the rainbow baby all dressed up in the formal wear party. I bet the sister-in-law walls out the daughter in flower girl dress despite not being a flower girl. Was going to say she'll grow up with the twins dressed for the part regardless. Well, with the boy, that might not be as bad as the wedding is formal and suits are to be expected a little bit. Miniature wedding dress will definitely attract attention. These kids are definitely showing up in wing barrier flower girl outfits. Our last post is from Capital MS 100, and this post kind of sounds familiar. This post kind of looks familiar because there was another post from your prior where OP basically ruined his wife's cooking, but this one is actually the opposite because her boyfriend is ruining her food photos. And I think OP is NTA this time instead of the asshole like last year. but different user. So, this post is, and it got one gold award. Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for my boyfriend's food after he ruined my food photos? Well, girl, I can already tell you're not the asshole here. I have an Instagram account. Me too. Dedicate the photos and short videos of food from local restaurants in my city. I don't turn meals into a whole food shoot production when I go out, but I like to snap a few photos of everything as it comes out. I've got about 1,000 followers. It's just a hobby for me, but I have made friends with some other bloggers. That's nice. And we like to go out and get pictures together and try new restaurants. I prefer doing this with my foodie girls because my boyfriend hates it. And we'll go out of his way to make a big bite of food or mess up his plate with his fork before I can snap any pictures. And he rolls his eyes when I take pictures of my own food, so I pretty much stopped bothering when we went out together. That kind of sounds familiar like the last year's post, but the roles are switched. Okay. Money has been tight lately because of some medical bills, so I haven't been able to go out to my foodie girls, and the infrequent day with my boyfriend is the only chance I get to eat out. I had to sit down and have a look, just let me enjoy things conversation with him, and told him that I was going to take pictures of my own food when we went out, and could he please just not be immature about it? And since we alternate who pays for dates, I told him I would appreciate if he spared the 30 seconds for me to snap a picture of the appetizer, his meal, and night style was paying, and I got sort of half-hearted do whatever you want conversation. Sunday was my day to pay, and he let me take a picture of appetizer and middle flushing. But then, when the injuries came out, I went and snapped a picture of his, and he fucked it up with his fork. I technically messed up with his fork, but I don't give a fuck anymore, honestly. Then he reached over and started up my pasta towels are ruined. Oh my god, I'm getting loud here. I apologize. I'm sorry, Karen neighbors. I'm sorry, Karen family. To ruin the photo of my own meal. I was so pissed off at that I refused to pay his half at the end of the meal, which pissed him off because he knew he wouldn't have ordered a cocktail if he knew that I was going to skip my turn. He says I owe him one because I don't get to decide not to pay according to our agreement after we've already ordered. OP, I have a question, girl. Why are you dating him? I read this post. He doesn't respect your boundaries. He's immature as shit about it. Like, if I end up dating a girl and if she was being immature about me shipping Amber with Dinah, I would have dumped her ass on the same day for being an anti-shipper. Like, you're more patient than I am, OP. I would not have this patience. Not the asshole. Oh my god. Since of exit 3154 says, not the asshole. Why even do it dating someone who clearly has no respect for you or your hobbies? Dump this asshole. Also, the fact he said, I would have gotten cocked if I had to spend my own money. Like, if she got medical bills, maybe don't waste her money either. Hope she dumps him. Good catch, I danced right over the aspect. I didn't. Straight up using you for money vibe triggered me. Yeah, the my boyfriend ruined our infrequent date nights by being an immature jackass, and then why that he wouldn't have gotten what he got if he had realized he actually had to pay for advice are not sexy. Fuck him. No, don't fuck him. Leave him. Maybe he can use a good pegging. No, pegging is a true for good men who earn by being good. Heck, to cut up your jib. Only reserved for good boys. Don't fuck him. Do the opposite. Dump him. He also so messed up her meal as well as his own. He had no way to touch her food. She should have stuck him with the whole bill. Dump this motherfucking ass. That's the kicker. I don't care if you're Jason. Mama, touch my food without my express permission and they'll never find your body. In my 20s, I had an ex who would reach over and help himself to whatever was on my plate with his hand, even if it was salad or pasta or something else, which is clearly not finger food, even if he had the exact same meals I did. Equal parts infuriating and disgusting, and let me tell you, that's what's mine is mine and what's yours is ours. Attitude extended way beyond food. This is not about the meal picks. The boyfriend gets a dump of the problem of opiate joy. Dump, your last sentence is perfect. And then Cake Eating Rabbit says, not the asshole. I don't get people who go out of their way to actively ruin other people's fun. He totally could have just started to eat his food. But the mess of yours is just not acceptable. I'm in a relationship where my boyfriend goes out of his way to make my sorry ass happy, dressed in a special store to give me ice cream, lactose intolerant, and starts cooking 8 p.m. on Sunday because I'm hungry. Sergio, I of course do stuff for him too, but he is just the fucking best. To me, relationship has to be being alone. Someone ruining my fun and peace doesn't cut it.
Right, I think I would have cried. What an asshole. OP's not the asshole. I would have cried too, not because I didn't get a picture, like, sure, I'm sure he would have said that while telling her to get over it, but because I was so blatantly disrespected by someone who was supposed to care about me. He actively ruined something she was looking forward to and rarely gets to do it. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't that he forgot and started eating his own food right away. He went out of his way to be a jerk. That's right. That's it right here. Personally, I don't take pictures of my food, but I am not the food photo police, and if someone wants to take pictures of their own food, that's perfectly fine. What if he had a hobby building playing Car Tower, and every time she walked in the room, she just did something to probably ruin it? Just because you don't enjoy someone else's hobby doesn't mean you get to treat them like shit over it. Opie's boyfriend is the adult equivalent of that kid who goes around the beach. He's ruining people's sandcastles. I think it's okay, funny when they all get upset. Nice one, OP. Nice one. Wait, who said that? Nice one, Visual Celery. I apologize for that. And the last comment is awesome. The big blue pit said, keep the food, ditch the boyfriend. I thought it was a good compromise that he gets hey, get sir, eat his food while you just take some quick pictures of yours. But why did he have to go out of his room? This is super mature and petty. I'm gonna say not as well. I feel like there's more to this being let out. No rational person gets this upset about their partner wanting to snap a few photos of their dish to the porn or they intentionally sabotage the photos. And to add, Opie, I'm gonna say you are an asshole here. You say you know your boyfriend hates you doing this, and you do it anyway. I don't think you're considering his feelings by making this subpar compromise. Maybe you consider putting down the phone when you're on dates with your boyfriend. I don't know, date your boyfriend, not your Instagram follow base. You got your outings as well as any solo outings. Stop forcing your boyfriend to partake in your hobby, which he clearly doesn't want to be part of. Respect his boundary. And to add, okay, y'all are right. The above edit is a shitty take, and I realize I'm wrong. I'm withdrawing the decision. I'm guessing he doesn't like that she had followers and people who aren't visiting her life. She said that he likes to have her come over and watch him play video games. Usually guys like that love up and then grow away for his attention. Hey, when they get attention from another source. Is he 12? Good lord. No, I'm not going to watch you play video games. That's so fucking weird. And it's so people stop bugging me. If you love watching people play video games, yay for you. Bonding over your love for video games and watching her super cool. But inviting someone to watch you play video games and calling hanging out so you young boy not knowing how to actually hang out and talk to a girl he's seeing. I mean, I don't mind watching someone play games or being watched play mine. I do have an issue. If someone wants me to watch their hobby and get visited while also reviewing the game visited in mine. She's so tolerant. She doesn't even seem to care if he gets them visited in her hobbies. She just wants to be able to do it in peace, and he still can't do it. He sounds like the worst. This is the thing. He had a conversation about it. She hasn't been able to create contact because of bills, and she finally gets to go out and wants this one thing on their infrequent date nights. What a jerk. I actually wanted to enjoy watching my partner play story-based RPGs. Not so much in strategy games, but sign me up for watching a compelling storyline. It won't take me 3 times of this long to complete because I'm not so good with playing and dying in video games. But that's something thing we did because I enjoyed it, not because he requested we just do it so I had the illusion of quality time whilst he ignored me to play. I mean, I don't think watching someone else play video games in and of itself is weird. Most of my favorite games are single player here, so my boyfriend likes to watch me play as a way of engaging with my hobby with me. And sometimes I teach him how to play and walk him through a few levels puzzles. Only wanting your partner to engage with you in a hobby definitely is 700 years is out definitely fucked up though. It's really not if it's something you enjoy. You can have your own hobbies without diminishing other people. Also, Twitch and YouTube have 13 plus requirements, so you have to be at least 13. Ding, 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 we have a winner. I found out the hard way when there are some people who can't stand and see their partner thrive independently. I just see a bad flashback to the banquet I went to the guy who was dating at the time. I respectfully received an award from the group of my volunteer work, and a boyfriend probably said it was thoroughly and rude to me. Me and everyone else for the rest of the night. How dare I do things that other people felt were worthy of recognition, right? The nerve of me. You'll have to embarrass me in front of everyone back then, like in place smacked ass for the rest of the night then. It's just a surprise knowing that the boyfriend was history within the next few weeks. Maya Angelou was right, but when someone tells you you're there, believe them the first time. Words of wisdom. Well, I guess that's it for now. This took like almost a month to film. I couldn't, like, find an idea for like, a podcast episode today, and I thought I'd read Reddit stories. I would read r/mindasshole. The next time I read Reddit posts, it's probably going to be r/trueoffmychest, so please keep a lookout for that. And I will see you guys in the next, the next podcast. And, yeah, and I hope you guys have a nice day, and I hope this was worth the wait.